Welcome to Radio Gorgeous, 2017, January, time to detox. We have the ladies of the Crucial Cafe who are essential for our health this month. We are going to talk detox, why and how. Ruth Wood of Crucial Cafe, welcome to Radio Gorgeous.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
Tell us what we have here. We are looking at delicious detox items here.
Okay, so we offer two types of packages. We have a food and juice option or a soup and juice option. So obviously one's liquid and one has solid food. They both contain seven elements. I've based it on physiology. So basically, as soon as your blood sugar starts to drop, it's time to have something else. Yeah, so your blood sugar drops roughly every 2 to 3 hours. So the formula for this is based on that. So ideally, you won't get hungry, you won't get low blood sugar, you won't get sleepy, you won't get all those cravings that you usually get when you're on a diet, per se.
Or cranky.
Yeah, hopefully not. So the most essential thing for me, really, with the detox was that it was really tasty and really delicious. And so it kept people interested in it. You know, you often, when you deliver food to people, it's a visual, isn't it? So, you know, it had to be colourful, which obviously with healthy food it often is, because they're the main nutrients, are the colourful nutrients. So it's providing a whole spectrum of micronutrients, protein, fibre, all the things that are known to cleanse and detoxify the body. It's not fatty, and it's really important that people understand that. It's not just, it's scientifically backed. I'm a clinical nutritionist. Everything I do has got science backing.
Sorry, what does your company do then? Tell us what it does.
So Crucial Food, personally, I was a clinical nutritionist for 12 years before I started Crucial Food. And I worked in alcohol rehabilitation and drug rehabilitation for 8 years. And I started off still working clinically, but also preparing food for people when they came home. So just keeping them focused on healthy eating and what was good for them and what was cleansing the body and keeping them focused. And it just developed from there, really. And then I gave up clinical work about 4 or 5 years ago. And we started Crucial Cafe about 18 months ago.
Okay, and Crucial Cafe is based in the Hogarth Club in Chiswick, which anyone can go in and eat. Tell me a little bit about your food psychology that you studied and how that goes into, one, the food that you're cooking, and more specifically, the detox.
Okay, with the food psychology, it's about, I think fads are really dangerous. You know, if someone comes in, for example, and says they can't eat gluten, I'll often ask them why. Why can't you eat gluten? If they are celiac or have Crohn's disease or anything that may be requiring gluten-free diet, then that's fine. But often people kind of talk themselves into intolerances and allergies. And I think unless it's been tested, so that's just an example really of allergies. But things like just fad diets, things like the Atkins and just put fear into me, you know, and I treated so many people who had a fallout from those sort of diets.
Oh, can you tell us what they are?
Poor digestion, you know, there's hardly any fibre in it, if any. Kidney issues, you know, not dangerous ones, but just the body struggling to deal with the volume of what they were bringing into the body. So, you know, not everyone, a lot of people coped with it, but there was also, you know, an element of people that just couldn't cope with it. And it's the wrong focus. The focus was on weight loss, and it shouldn't be. It should be about feeding your body with really healthy, good food that will sustain you throughout the day.
And the idea is that you deliver food. In what area in London do you deliver to then?
I'm not very good at postcodes, but all the postcodes are on our website, crucialfood.com, under the detox section. But it's largely West London. We go down to Barnes, Acton, Ealing, parts of Ealing. But it'd be better to check. check the postcodes. Yeah.
So I want to detox and I don't know where to begin. You will send me, you will personally deliver in a brown paper bag. So yeah. What's on the table now?
Okay, so we've got whether it's soup and food, soup and juice or food and juice, each day you'll start with a crucial tonic. And this is, all the food is based around alkaline, the body being alkaline. So it's really important. The body needs to be alkaline to work completely efficiently. If it's too acidic, it struggles. It'll work. Of course it'll work, you know, but it works better and more efficiently in an alkaline environment. So it's homeostasis, it's called.
Okay, so we're looking, so even just detoxing, are we just giving our body a break?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're giving our body a break and we're allowing, it's sort of like running new oil through the engine.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
It's like, it's you're basically having R&R, yeah? Right. So good. You're letting your digestive system rest, you're letting your liver have a rest, you're letting your kidneys have a rest, and your skin. So, and they're usually the main things that you notice in a detox, what's improved. Oh, my digestion's so much better. My energy's better. My skin's clearer. You know, I'm going to the loo more frequently. You know, all the things that are really important. And there are detox pathways. So when we say we're detoxing, we are ridding the body for a short period of time, or permanently if you choose that, of the toxins that we have in our diet, which are commonly caffeine, alcohol, refined sugar, processed food. Yeah. So they're the main things.
And can I just ask, when you first start it, will anything happen? Like, will I feel headaches? Will I get spots? You know what I mean? All that sort of thing.
Yeah, the best thing approach is usually, if you're going to start a detox, is the week before. Give up or start to massively reduce the things that you feel are the most prevalent in your diet of those. So, for example, maybe stop caffeine, stop alcohol, you know, really reduce, hopefully processed food doesn't feature too much in your diet, you know, all that sort of thing. So, and then when you start, your body's already started to kind of cleanse itself. Mm. So it's more ready. To start, because the worst things about doing a cleanse or a detox are the headaches, are the tiredness, are the, you know, so you'll have a day maybe of that, but you should, you know, by day two or day three you'll start to feel really good.
Okay. Yeah. And your detox packages are either 3 days or 5 days.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Now, we've interrupted you enough. Get us back to detox tonic.
Can we try one? Come on. I want to try
I know. One. Should we start with our tonic?
Yeah, I'm desperate to be detoxed.
This is the tonic is the one that scares people the most. It's
It's got the word tonic in it.
Well, exactly.
It's a gin.
Or tonic as an elf.
Yeah, it's tonic free of gin. So it's you've got water, lemon, cayenne pepper, maple syrup. Now maple syrup is full of minerals, yeah, which is why we use it as a syrup. Lemon, when it's broken down in the body, becomes alkaline. So it's very good for alkalizing your body. And apple cider vinegar, which is a great alkalizer. So I'll let you try that. It's not very sweet.
Okay, it's a kind of pale peachy colour, isn't it? And Donna's having a sip now. She can say what she's thinking.
Ooh. Yeah. That'll wake you up. That's it. That's good instead of coffee. You'll be like, woo!
Oh, my God! Yeah.
It's great, though. I mean,
it's
in a
strong.
Really, in a tart, strong.
Yeah.
You
way.
Know, I mean,
yeah.
That's a... You know,
yeah, now you get the cayenne, you get the, you get the lemon.
If it's too strong, I mean, the thing with the tonic, some people just really enjoy it, and other people, it's their dreaded tonic of the day. And I understand that, you know.
But you get the worst, if you hate it, you get it done.
I'd maybe put some mineral water with it.
Exactly, yeah. So you can dilute it. Mm. Yeah. So break it down if it's too tart.
Or do it in shots.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Donna's way of sorting things out. Yes.
Can we introduce you? Can you introduce
this
yourself?
Is Jules.
I'm Jules Kane. I'm the head chef at Crucial, so I manage the kitchen for Ruth.
And so, do you know anything about? You are a chef.
Yes, yeah. I'm from a chef background, and that's what's been so interesting meeting Ruth, is basically I'm, you know, chef, somebody that would normally cook with lots of butter and be in professional kitchens, but learning about how to look after your body better has been fantastic. And it's not boring, dull food. It's massively flavourful, often raw, which is a new method to me, but I've really enjoyed it, and the food is delicious.
So you're in charge, you make this stuff then?
Yes, I do. Following Ruth's guidelines and recipes, which she's obviously carried through her detoxes since she's ever been working, you know, practicing really. And they're not necessarily, all the food that we serve at Crucial isn't of a detox nature. You can come in and have lovely poached eggs on toast for breakfast. And that's, you know, we want to be able to feed people well. And that's what matters.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I understand you have one hard and fast rule, is no refined sugar. That's right. The one hard and fast rule. Yeah. Why is that?
Refined sugar has, well, it's one of the most studied foods, and it's the one that has probably, apart, I mean, fats obviously are very studied, but sugar particularly has got a lot of scientific backing for the, yeah, there's a lot of research done on sugar. We know that it's inflammatory. We know that it's not great for blood sugar, you know, issues. We know it's high calorie, but also it's become more prevalent in recent years and more obvious to people that sugar gets converted to cholesterol. If it's not burnt off, it doesn't get restored as sugar. It becomes cholesterol. So it's known now to cause heart issues. And so there's just so many issues with it. And you can sweeten, we've become kind of tailored to wanting really sweet food all the time. And we don't need it. It's really easy to get rid of your sweet tooth. It only takes like up to a week to get rid of that real craving for sugar. Some people do it in less. So, and that's what having a detox is really good for as well. It can break these old habits and start creating new habits. You know, so you start sweetening things with fruit sugar instead, or...
Yeah, what's fruit sugar? Is that like agave syrup, that sort of thing?
Well, there's agave syrup. Fruit sugar itself, fructose, isn't great on its own either, because it's very high, you know, high sugar release. But we use a part fruit syrup, part carob syrup for sweetening stuff. We also sweeten a lot of things with dates and figs and... You know, but a lot of our food in the cafe is really low sugar, it's low carbohydrate, but also we're in a gym, so we need carbohydrate for energy. So there's lots of good carb foods too.
What's good carb food?
So we use a lot of oats, we use a lot of lentils, quinoa, we use good bread, like 100% rye, we have gluten-free bread, we use sourdough. So it's a real good balance of different foods. You don't come in and you're not going to be eating cardboard, which is the often the
Let's try some more not cardboard. what's next?
Okay, so the next one I'm going to let you try or suggest you try is our Super Greens juice, which is our probably one of our most popular juices. So this is a mixture of kale, cucumber, celery, apple. There's a tiny bit of pineapple in it to sweeten it because it's not the devil's food, as everyone thinks. And
and again, the apple to balance it out.
So it's largely, it's 70% vegetable. Yeah.
So this sounds like it's the sort of thing that'll get rid of water retention and be really good to the skin.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that taste in after the tonic. It tastes so sweet.
That's wonderful.
So,
really
it's
like
sweet
it.
And sour.
It's a good hydrator. It's good hydration. The greens in all your green food, basically your green vegetables, are full of magnesium. They're full of calcium. Yeah, so all you're getting those nutrients in a much more intense way when you have a juice. So
yeah, sorry, is this a smoothie or is this a juice?
This is a juice. Okay. So a juice is when the juice has just been extracted. So a smoothie is when you blend something else in with it. So we've got a couple of the smoothies here for you to try as well.
Come on!
Come on!
So this one is our berry nut. So we use a lot of berries in our recipes because they're low glycemic. Yeah, so they're not a high sugar fruit. So our fruit salads from berries, we use berries in a lot of the juices and smoothies. So... and our jam is raspberry chia jam, so we'll always use sort of low sugar.
So, I'm just loving this. So how many a day would, if I went just on the kind of smoothies and juices, can you just say again how many a day I'd have?
So you'd get seven elements. You'd get two, if on the soup and juice, you'd get two soups, 5 juices and smoothies. That's including your tonic and the nut milk at the end of the day.
Mm. Nobody else is getting any of this. Good luck.
She's on the berry.
You're going to have to grab it.
On the food and juice, you get a breakfast. So that might be the crucial granola with some cashew cream and some berries.
Isn't that amazing?
The nut makes it totally creamy.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
Creamy and a little toasty.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Absolutely. It's delicious.
So, can I just ask, do you feel full on your detox?
Yes, you should do. Very rarely do we get feedback from people. Occasionally you do, for sure. And quite often with men, we find that the calories aren't enough.
Yeah.
So at request, we'll put extra food in. So we'll put an extra bit of salad, or we'll maybe, if they don't want to be as strict on a detox, we'll add some chicken maybe to the, you know, so it's not so much as a pure detox, but it's still much cleaner than what they were eating before.
I can't believe this is a detox because it actually tastes so good. You know, I thought a detox would be really dull.
That is really, really delicious.
It keeps getting
better. Now, my daughter's here. Honor, can you tell us what you thought of it?
It was absolutely delicious. It was very refreshing and very nutritious.
Oh, thank you. Very good.
It should be tasty. That's the most important thing. I think if you're... As what a lot of people say is, can I put myself through a detox or put myself through a cleanse? You know, it shouldn't be that. It should still be, of course it's a change, and of course there are going to be difficulties, but it's something that you should just enjoy. You should still be able to at least enjoy it. So you wake up in the morning and go, do you know what? I quite enjoy that smoothie. I like that soup. I like that salad. You know, not that boring tomato salad or, you know.
Yeah, that's what we're so... Yeah.
And the food's really varied. So if you're doing a 3-day, either soup or juice or food and juice, you never really have the same elements. So except for your tonic and your nut milk, which you'll taste in a minute, which is the end of the day, you don't have any other repeats. So it's really varied, and doing it at home is fine, but you tend to find that you buy a mass of veg and a mass of fruit and you end up eating the same combinations. Yeah. And by day 2, you're like, I'm over this. I can't eat this anymore. Whereas, you know, taking it from somebody like Crucial, you make sure that you're having different elements and getting all the nutrients you need.
Fabulous. Let's go on to the nut milk. Yeah. Okay. Come on. Let's go to night-night time.
Night-night time. So instead of your pot chocolate or your
or
brandy.
Hot toddy.
Yeah, exactly. So this is a nut milk. So we make this in the cafe, in our kitchen. So this is made from Brazil nuts and almonds, water, cinnamon. And a little bit of the sweet freedom, the carob sweetener. Now this is the reason we use those is because they're high in magnesium, calcium. Nuts are high in magnesium and calcium. They also have tryptophan, which helps you to sleep. And it's comforting. It's a milk. And people like a milk at night quite often.
Well, and also cinnamon is very comforting.
Well, cinnamon's a blood sugar leveler as well. So it's quite a good one to kind of keep things balanced while you're sleeping.
Over.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't wait to try it.
Because often why we wake up in the middle of the night is because our blood sugar's peaked. It's spiked in the middle of the night because we've
had
something.
Delicious.
Oh,
that is really nice.
It tastes quite Middle Eastern to me.
Yeah, it has sesame.
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Taste to it. Oh, that's really creamy. Oh.
It's like a really healthy milkshake.
Yeah. That's what we want. God, that's so...
Double dipping over there.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask, because you put a lot of work into this. Is it terribly expensive or is it a bargain?
No, we've based our costing. We come in slightly below or about the same as most other people who offer detoxes. We're actually cheaper than a lot of people.
Yay!
And you know the reason to do. We've got a kitchen that we're using for the cafe, but also you want it to be affordable for people. People avoid this sort of thing because they are often very costly. You know, but you, I mean, obviously with it, you get your delivery and you're getting all the 7 elements. It's high quality food.
Yeah.
You know, so we're using good food. So it's obviously going to be a little bit more than your average.
Is everything organic? I forgot to ask.
We don't use everything organic. We use a lot of our dairy products. We try and get organic, but I mean, we wash, we peel, we do all the right stuff. But I think if you look at studies of organic food, you know, if it's not set in stone that it's better, you know.
Well, and some things are more important to have organic than others. And that's the thing, like coconut oil always cracks me up when they say it's organic. It's like all coconut oil is organic because they don't need pesticides, so they don't use them. You know, so it's like, you know, it's sometimes it's worth it and sometimes
it's also a seasonal thing. So often if you go with an organic, you know, piece of produce, it's been flown from Ghana. And you just start thinking, why should we be eating these things? So we try and stick to seasonal produce where we can. We try and use local producers that are based within the M25. And we have a great relationship with our fruit and veg supplier who makes sure if we phone up and ask for something, he says, that's not great today. Take this. We will. So
again, this sort of emphasizes your point of not fad, good food.
Yeah. It's just trying to get people have a better approach to food. You know, my 82-year-old father, you know, it's taken me 10 years, but I've got that, you know. And he, you know, it's trying to get him to understand why flavoured water and aspartame isn't great for you. And just trying to get that message across people, why have it fresher. Just put a little bit more time into your food. You don't have to grab and run. You know, it takes another 10 minutes, you know, to make something.
Finish.
Yeah.
Let's have this final bit of stuff, and then we are going to announce a wonderful thing. Sure. First, let's eat.
So this is our granola bar.
Excellent.
Okay, I'm going to force some down.
So this is available in the cafe all the time. It's one of our most popular sweet treats, and it comes gluten-free. And this is full of like goji berries, raisins. Mm. It's bound together by dates and figs. Mm. And pumpkin seeds.
Well, it's healthy Christmas pudding, isn't it?
It is like healthy Christmas pudding. Yeah.
Really excellent. Good.
So that would be an option for a breakfast on a food and juice. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, so that would be one of the food ones.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're doing food and soup, you get your smoothies and juices and soup.
Yeah, on a soup and juice, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, we'd just like to say that, you know, we'd welcome everyone to the Crucial Cafe and we look forward to seeing people down there.
Yep. Excellent. And we are absolutely thrilled to announce that you're offering Radio Gorgeous listeners a 10% discount. You can find details on the website, but basically you email mailus@crucialfood.com.
Yep.
And use Gorgeous 17 because you will look like you're 17 after you do the detox. So Gorgeous 17 when you order. And thank you so much, Ruth and Jules.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming on to the Gorgeous Kitchen with Josephine and Donna.
Ciao.